was this, the sugya of Gimel Lugin, that's Posel as Hamikva. We picked that up again, and then we'll move into the Zochlin sugya. Start again from Sif Yud. I just check. We got that far, right? You people, I need a response from you.
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Pick up from Yud. Mayon Shem Shichu Lebrechas Mayim Shem Nikrovim Viomdin. Yeshrem Din Mayon Dim Hifsik Rosh HaKiluach Chozer Lios Lo Din Mikve In Chozer Vimshe Kiluach Hamayin Lesocho Chazal Adin Mayan. Simple. Simple halacha. Right. That one is easy. I have a Mayan. I connect the Mayan to a pool. Right. So the pool becomes a Mayan. Source of water is a Mayan. That overpowers the fact that the Mayan, that the mikveh was a Mayim Shuvim. Once it's connected to a Mayan, the Mayan is machshir, the water, and it becomes a Mayan. Listen to this. And this is what is not declared because of the Mitzius. I mentioned it last time. We're dealing with a circuit of water. You can't make believe. What makes a Mayan into a Mayan? The water came from Eichshon. We don't have the Atlantic Ocean flooding into our water supply, then water will be salty. So the main source of water is Meikshon. How does it become a Mayan? We'll discuss it in greater detail. It has to do with our rivers and streams, the Gabi Mikveh using a lake and so on, where you'll see the Halacha L'maisa, all the Achoinim were very mekel. They give an excuse, otherwise they'll be Mevatel Din Mikveh. But the Mitzius is that it's hard to differentiate between the mayim that goes into a pool, an excavation, right? That you call as a mikveh. And if what, when does it become a mayan? I didn't see the water go into the pool, but the water is coming up from the bottom someplace. I call that a mayan. But I know where the water is coming from. Therefore, you find Shitas Rishonim, except for the Raibit, yeah, that all lakes there, they want to classify as a Mayon. it should be mutter bezochrin, even though the war was moving. We don't pask in that way. Unless we have to eat, you see. And the reason is the lashon of the Gemara is called the tefach shenichnas tfachayim yotzim kenegdo. Every tefach of water that goes in from the top down follow that language. Tfachayim comes up from the bottom up. What does that mean? If you see a tefach mayim coming from the rain, you call that make shaman. And you want to asa, therefore, if it's zochlin, if it's not mayim kivuim, it's not mikveh mayim. But don't you think that rainwater that came into the mikveh, didn't it go all a few yards away, went into the water, went into the land, and came into the water from the bottom up? So when you see that there's been an increase of a tefach mayim, you have a right to assume if one tefach mayim came directly from top down, then tefachayim came from the bottom up, from the same source of water that made the tefach go up in the lake. Tefachayim came up from the bottom up. And in the Gemara, as you see, it's a sheet the Gemara brings down. I'll give you the source in a minute. So what is the psul of Zochlin then? We say, Zochlin is possible, except for a Mayan. Now listen to this, this sheet, right? We said, everybody agrees that a Mayan, right, is not posel bezochlin. Right? Mikveh is posel bezochlin, right? And we'll talk about what is called zochlin from a mikveh. It's called zochlin hanikeres. That's for your visible zechila, not just a little leak, which is in geyos halacha l'maisa in all our mikvos. Shita Mekabetzes I'll give you the source in Be'er Daf Yud Ches brings the name of the Ra'or, right, that Mayon Eina Metayer Ella bezochlin velo bashbore. The only time I know that it's a mayon is when the water is moving out of it and keeps on coming. In other words, what we now call an artesian well, a public spring. The Ritva in Be'er Yud Ches, when we learned the Daf Yomi, I have to say a shir on that. In Be'er Yud Ches, right, the Ritva says it's a double poshut, right? That Mayon is Metayer Bezochlin, the Einam Metayer Ba'ashborin. In other words, we're redefining Mayon the way we mentioned once before. How do I know that it's a Mayan? The only way I know that it's a Mayan is if I would empty this water, take the water out, and it keeps on coming, more water comes in. Otherwise, why is it make shaman that accumulated in an excavation? I mentioned to you on the way to Kibbutz Shmuel, right, there's a Mayan there. Everybody knows about that Mayan. They make up stories about it, but the fact is the water is perfectly stable, stationary. There's a film of algae on top of it. Yeah. Which means there's no activity going on there. But everybody knows that it's a Mayan because it's a mountain. And this is in the mountain. I don't see how rainwater could get in from the top. So rainwater must be coming in from the bottom. From the bottom is called the Mayan. Therefore, you have a Shitas Ritvor that claims the only way I know it's a Mayan is when it's Zochlin. If it's not Zochlin, it's not a Mayan. So not only is a Mayan mitayer b'Zochlin, unlike a mikveh, which can't be mitayer b'Zochlin, it has to be mei mikveh, it has to be kvuin. No one says it as simply as I'm saying it now. The definition of Mayan is a place where water keeps on coming, right, which I cannot attribute to rainwater coming from the top down. Simple. Let me jump ahead, yeah.
So, the difference would be that if this is under 40 sa'a, you couldn't put kalim in it if it's ashbarin, yeah?
Say it again?
So therefore, if it's under 40 sa'a and not moving, you can't put kalim in it, yeah?
If it's not moving, then what?
Right, so the only difference would be by kalim, yeah? Under 40 sa'a? Or, I mean...
That's a separate machlokas. There's a Mayani... Need memsor for tefilas odom. Tefilas kalim, it seems to be everybody agrees that b'chol shehu. Yeah.
Okay. So,
as in the nafka mina between this mayan, whether it's mayan or a mikvah, is whether or not
zochlin is it, two things always, zochlin or kavuin. Or memsor, or less than memsor, right? As a separate machlok, we'll pick it up later on in noon, reishalav, whether a mayan needs memsor. Here, also make sure we understand each other. There are two halachas, and unfortunately, some seem to confuse the two. One is a din of memsor. The other is a din mayim shekol gufo ola behem. No one argues to claim that if it's a mayon, I can go ahead and go to mikveh half and then do a somersault and go the other half. Certainly, you have to be tovel bevasachas. Right? You can't be tovel evyon evon. But I don't need memsor. There is a machlokes hachainim whether you need more than memsor for someone who's 7 feet tall. Why? Because the memsor says it's a shear of stam. That's an average there. But if you're someone who's not in the average, right, then maybe there's a different halacha that for people above 6 feet, the halacha d'oraisa is not mem sol, the halacha d'oraisa will be mem heisol. Nevertheless, no one argues that even the big fellow, we're assuming that he can go into the mikveh all at once. He may have to bend down a little bit and so on. Not enough to passel the tefillah, but you need a tefillah, it's called gufo, two separate things.
But you can have a mikveh where the mikveh part is more than memsah, but the boros are memsah, and the guy will only fit in the actual mikveh, not the bor.
What do you mean by bor and mikveh? Which bor are you talking about?
Like the...
You're talking about
the
Bahashoka?
Yeah, like he needs memsa, but it's possible that the guy can won't fit in memsa, but he'll still be able to dunk entirely because this mikvah is more than memsa.
That's a good chayla. I'm not prepared to answer that. Halacha l'maaseh, we're makpid, the mikveh should be made so that it can be used as a mikveh, right? But you're asking, what if I have a shallow mikveh of memsor, right? It's only 1 foot high. There's memsor in there, but it's not a mikveh in which a person can go into and have kol gufo all over him. I'm not sure. I don't think we're mashers such a mikveh. Check that out. I think we got to as far as the issue of Gimel Lugin. Okay. I don't remember how far we got people help out here.
I've up to your Gimel.
Huh?
You did the issue of Gimel Lugin.
To where?
Yeah, because you were talking about wiping the bottom out when you emptied the mikvah last time. So we were doing Gimel Lugin, yeah.
The what?
Because you were talking about when you emptied and refilled the mikvah about...
Okay, that's the Gimel Lugin, that's... Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So Sif Tazayin?
I think so. That's okay. Let's pick up from there. Hasfok shabluim bo gimel lugin shenafal lamikvah nesal v'yamayim habluim imei hamikvah. We had a sponge or a cloth, right, which has gimel lugin absorbed into it. Mechain dli shepiv tzar ubogim alugin mayim shuvim, right? V'nafal amikveh b'lo yotzu kol amayim shebesocho. Because it has only a narrow opening, a narrow spout. Elin esalvu im mei amikveh lo paslu. Shelo amvu elo shelo shelugin shenafal esalvu kulam im mei amikveh. In other words, just as we are makshir mayim shuvim mikveh, when it makes minor contact with mayim kshayim, bo hashoka, right? There is no mingling of the waters; they just touched. That halacha doesn't apply to the gimel lugin. Gimel lugin means it has to be gimel lugin mixed in with the water. But if I have a sponge and has gimel lugin in it, and the sponge falls into the water, and I take it right out, certainly gimel lugin that's in the sponge didn't come out of the sponge into the water. But as far as chibur goes, it was mechubur to a posala gimel lugin. That doesn't apply. Therefore, he says, if chain similar a sponge or dli shepiv tsar, or a container with a narrow opening, right? And as mayim shuvim in the mikveh, v'nofal lemikveh, v'lo yotzu kol hamayim shebesocho, al nesavu, right? And may a mikveh lo paslu, she'ombo ela shlosh lugin she'nofu nesavu kol b'mei hamikveh. A repeat of the same halacha in Yud Zayin. Mayim she'uvim she'hoyu b'tzad ha-mikvah. Right? Afapi, same as we do for kashering mayim she'uvim, we allow hashoka. They should just touch. That doesn't apply to gimelugin. Mayim she'uvim she'hoyu b'tzad ha-mikvah. Afapi she'mayim nogim b'mei ha-mikvah lo paslua. Okay, Yudches. Shtei berecho zu lamala mizu. Bekosel beinehem. Beachas mehem leye maim sherim. Meik shomim. Bechavatom leye shuvim. Right? Im yeish kineged hanekev. Shlosha lugin maim shuvin nifsala. Kamo yir benekev yir belo shlosha lugin. Right? Echad mi sholosh meiras v'esem lebrecha. People, this one, you're on your own. Right? It can't be what the text says. That's how we kosher a mikveh. One mayim shuvim, one kosher water, and yesh neker beinayim, it makes it. So look at the shach. It says, means v'yesh bo pochos be'arba omso. Right. It has mayim cherim, but doesn't have 40 so. It has rainwater. Came in from the rain, but it didn't fill up yet. It doesn't have memso in it, so it doesn't have the power to kasher a mikveh, right? And chavata omleiv yeah v'nekev v'neim sem yesh kineged hanekev shlosh lugim mayim shuvim nifsala. The Mayim She'uvim will puzzle that mikveh because that mikveh isn't a kosher mikveh to puzzle the Mayim She'uvim. I have now Mayim She'uvim in one mikveh and have Mayim make Shomim in another mikveh, but not Memsor. Or if I had Memsor, the Mayim She'uvim would become kosher. But if I don't have Memsor, the Mayim She'uvim. If Gimel Lugin Mayim Shuvin puzzles the mikveh, then by touching the two, But I told you it's only when the waters mingle, like the case of the sponge. So how do I calculate how much water went into this mikveh of Lametessa that didn't have Memsa, in order for it to not to puzzle the whole Lametessa because of Gimel Lugimayim Shuvim? So he gives you a mathematical equation. Which will lead for you to figure out where you got those, how these numbers come out. But if the nekev is big enough to give this diameter, then I assume Gimel Lugin went into the mikveh of less than Memsah, and now the whole mikveh is possible because one mikveh is possible because it didn't have Memsah. Right, and the other mikveh is now possible because it has Gimel Lugin that went into the mikveh. Okay, I can just give you the picture. I have accurate the numbers. I don't understand myself. Again, I have one mikveh of Lametes. I have one mikveh of Shuvim. Right, that's Lametes is good water. Make shomim. It would be good if it only had another saw, it would be okay, but it doesn't have. So it itself is not yet a kosher mikveh. The other mikveh is maim shuvim. If the two touch, right? What I did is, I puzzled the lametes, because the lametes now has gimel lugim maim shuvim. How big a hole do you need in order for to say that by touching Gimel Lugin were transferred, he gives you the Sholosh Meos for Esrim Lebrecha, 320. I don't know where you have that figure.
Why would it be any different than Hashaka?
Because there's no kosher, neither one is kosher.
No, I'm saying, why would the shear of the transfer be any different than Hashaka? It shouldn't be. It should be the same.
No. Here we're talking about how much transfers in. In the case of Ashoka, no transfer has to happen.
It just means to touch.
Just touch.
Okay, and this...
Here we you have to assume, because of the opening, Gimel Lugin will immediately transfer.
Bigger than the Ashoka.
Naturally, okay. Yeah.
So here it seems that the calculation is that Gimel Lugin comes into a mikveh that's just less than 40, right? That's the 320.
Yeah, what?
320 is... the ratio between 40 sa and Gimel Lugin, right? That's what the Shach is saying. So then it's saying that Gimel Lugin will come into just less than 40 if it's 1 in 320. But if it's more than that, it's... No, it's just a strange way to write it.
Okay. All right, let's finish the Shuvin one.
If there's 40 saw or not, why do you need to care if there's
20? I don't know. Again, but you have to make sure we make a chilik. Well, I was just asked about why isn't it like Hashoka? It's not Hashoka because neither one is a kosher mikveh. Okay? And therefore, what I'm concerned with is that the 39 can't become kosher even if it should start raining.
Right.
And rainwater will fall in, and if we go up to 40, it won't be kosher mikveh because it already had Gimel Shuvim put into it. Like the mikveh that she didn't wipe out the mikveh, and there's Gimel Lugin there, even though she'll fill it up with good water, but make shomim. It won't be a kosher mikveh. Okay, this is really not negeos halacha lemaisa, but just read through it again. This beis mikvah shem shumechas memso yutes. Let's finish this little sugya. V'nofal azeh lugu machzor azeh lugu machzor v'nesarvu beza mikvos. Right? Hara eluk sherim if they shall nikra alechad mehem shem pisul. Neither one had gimel lugin into it, so they're still now waiting for what will be with this water. If good water will come in it, make shaman will fall in, they'll be kosher. Avo mikvah she'em bo memso she'nofal azochon gimel lugin maim shuvin. V'yachakach nechlak l'shnayim, right, ribo maim sherim akolachas mehen harei lupsulim. Even though the ratio is the same thing, right? But in one case, right, there, you never had gimel lugin together to puzzle the water. Therefore, what do I have? I have kosher water in which 1.5 lugin fell in, 1.5 lugin of kosher water fell in, didn't puzzle the mikveh. It's still kosher water there. But the trouble is, it's not memso. When I'll add to memso, if I had memso, I don't care how much lugin maim shuvin go into. Once it is memso, my problem is when gimel lugin come in before it has a heksha mikveh of memso. People, you with us? It's not negeyos halacha l'maisa. It's not a situation that we find ourselves. It has to do with more with the mikveh lady there. But of course, the Gemara is talking about natural events. Where we don't have a nice mikveh with a mikveh lady in charge. Chof, again. Just keep the picture in mind. We're not dealing with a mikveh that has memsor. Bol shumoli maim shuvim. It doesn't have memsor though. Right? Va'ama nichneslo. I'm sorry. Bol shumoli maim shuvim, even if it has memsor. Right? Makes no difference. It's maim shuvim. Right? Not kosher mikveh. And therefore now, va'ama nichneslo v'yosim bimenu. La'olomo pisulo achi ischashe shlo nishu me'ashuvim shehoyu b'bor shoshalu. And I go ahead and I have a pipe of rainwater going into it. There, since this was maim shuvim, I have to make sure that aunt isn't left over gimu maim shuvim before it became a kosher mikveh. Right now it's not a kosher mikveh. Right, it's maim shuvim. Good water is coming into it. If it would come into it all at once, memsor to hashoka, it would be kosher. But it didn't go that way. I'm flooding this posel of mikveh with good heavy rainwater. So the question is, when I stop the flood and I want to go into the mikveh, tell me, did I leave over gimel lugin of maim shuvim in there or not? In other words, how much water do you need to flush out the maim shuvim that is there before it becomes a kosher mikveh?
Rabbi, could you remind me what a lug is? What a lug is in standard measurements?
Yes, I told you. Yeah, a lug is Four revios, right? And a revia, right, is, depending on the shear that we accept, either 3 ounces or 5 ounces is rough terms. 3-point-something ounces according to Mashrel, and 4.9-something according to Lachsonish.
Chazonish?
3.4 ounces. Okay.
Lug is 4 revios. A revi is is, as I said, the figure 3.3 ounces or 5 ounces. The next simon repeats the same thing. Why is he spreading it out this way? Mikveh shenofal asocho mayim she'uvim v'nifsal. I had a mikveh, right? And someone went ahead and emptied his bottle of drinking water into the mikveh. He passed the mikveh, because it has gimel she'uvim, right? V'nifsal, the Achakach ribol of mayim shelim. Then he opened up the rain spout, and water flowed. Same thing, right? Then ad shenimtzu gashelim memso, it's still possible because that gibel lugin before became memso, right? Ad sheyetzu kol hamayim shoye besocho, until you're sure that you flushed out all the old water, so there's no longer any mayim shuvim. And in Gimel Lugim Maim Shuvin, v'chein in Mosa Mikveh Shesh Bo Abom So Maim Shelim, v'irvo v'mikvah Hazeh, right? In the absolute, then Tiru Elu Aselu. That's no problem, right? That's your Hashoka. Yeah, Koshner Mikveh will take care of the Maim Shuvin of the Gimel Lugim because it catches the Mikveh. Okay. Yeah.
So I have this mikveh of 40 sa of non-kosher water, and I pour 40 sa of kosher water in, and I see 40 sa come out. It's still non-kosher, yeah, because I don't know what water came out.
Right.
So how do I ever know what water came out?
Till you have to be sure. It says, how is it? If you have 2 days of rain, and the streets are flooded. You know that badai, all the water was washed out that was in there before.
So I need like a lot more than 40 sa.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or doesn't the Mishnah talk about if it's wine and it's clearly a different color?
If what?
If it, there's like a bottle of wine and
it's we'll grab it in a minute. Wait, hold on.
So are you saying that we should
dye
the water in there
before? Let's get away from this one. Right. Hoya mikveh chosa gimel lugin. V'nofalo gimel lugin mayim shuvim. Right. Lo lom ho pisulo. Al tz'yibo meik shomim. That expression, yibo olav meik shomim. Right, until you're sure that
lots of it,
right, that the Beit Shemim washed it out. Osha yishtefu olav mayim kshelim ad kedei shein the shayel shenefla olav kimluin harishon the od, right, ensure that at least 40 saw came in and more to wash out the 40 saw that was there. Osha mayim abam olayin dochen asamayim shebesocho motzit also, right, and the water. Push it out. I don't know why we're bothering with this. Hoya mikveh pochos afilakutov. Mikveh was 40 saw less a little drop. V'nof all of mayim shuvim by pochos megimelugin v'shlimu lo poslu v'lo shiru. Why? There wasn't gimelugin to make it possible. There wasn't kosher water to make it kosher. Kesat, arei pinsulo, atzayer do make shomim, or sheyishtefu kishir amayim sheyachosel. Until you know vaday that you put in kosher water, but you need very little. Imagine that the mikvah is missing 1 quart of water, right? And less than gimel lugin, mayim shuvin fell into it, not to passel it, this water. Then all I need to add is a little bit of kosher water, it'll be okay.
It'll a little bit of kosher water to make 40 sa. That includes the miyot of mayim shuvim.
Right. Until you washed out all the old water, the whole full water with and more. Okay. Chav Gimel is ready back. We need it need again.
We're not going to do the Ramah?
Hmm?
We're not going to do the Ramah?
Do the Ramah. Davka b'glimun shuvi machshirin v'chai gavna avam hoysa kula shuvu afil anosin leo atsheitzu k'dei miluo v'od lo mahana ele ma'achshim amayim ayosin lefi erach haksherim v'apsulim. So it's the same thing we said before. Right, then if all the water in the mikveh became possible, then you have to replace, flush it out until you got rid of all the possible water. Ein gimel lugin posen elam kein yiu shomayim umareim maramayim letikach. Gimel lugin mayim shenofel lesochon yayin, barei mareu mar yayin shenofel lemikveh lo poslu. V'chein shlosh lugin chaserin kolshu nofel lesochon mat chola v'shlimu gimel lugin v'nofel lemokom chosel lo poslu. Gimelugin has another place in Halacha. Mishnah says someone went to mikveh and then he poured himself Gimelugin. He passes the mikveh that he went to. Gzeira the Rabban. Anyone remember that Mishnah?
Yeah.
Oh. The main mikveh that they used was mayim that was not up to standards. It was stagnant water, and people therefore would be careful to wash themselves when they came out of the mikveh. Hizchilo lomar lo elu metarin ela elu metarin. Suddenly, a shower took the place of going to mikveh. It was part of a ritual, right? They went to mikveh, and then they poured water on themselves, took a shower, right? Which part of the ritual was critical to remove the tumah? So in the minds of people, since the last part of the ritual was clean water, and the other part was the dirty water, it must be the clean water did the tahara. Therefore, the Rabbanon came and made a gzeira. If after going to mikveh, you pour on yourself gimelugin, right, you become tamei again.
What's the time in between the...
Not much. In time of the Mishnah, any time. Right.
Well, like, in terms
until...
So, but like a woman, like,
yeah.
At what point can she take another shower?
Doesn't mention, except from the Losh of the Mishnah, would seem immediate, right after, associated somehow.
Oh, I mean,
It doesn't, right, but it doesn't apply, right? Like Zera doesn't apply Bisman Azer. Yet, people are makpid, right? Because of that old zera.
Women are makpid on this?
Huh?
Women are makpid on this?
Yeah.
Almond?
Yeah.
Not yeah,
just in the mikveh, not
right.
Forever.
Right. Oh, I I was learned that if she goes into a separate room,
what?
Then she steps out of the mikvah room and goes into the separate room, then she can take a shower.
We allow her to down there. We allow her to take a shower.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not much. Better. Chav Gimel again. Ein Gimel Lugin posted that I'm Kain Yiyu Shal Mayim Mareya Mara Mayim. The Fikach Gimel Lugin Mayim Shenofal Socha Niayin. Right. Marey Mareya Mara Yayin. Even though the water was Gimel Lugin already. And had wine not fallen into the water, not mixed into the water, it would pass the mikveh because of Gimel Lugin Mayim Shuvim. But the halacha of Mayim Shuvim, as I said, is based upon what I told you, that they use the water to be machsh, to cleanse themselves, and therefore they said, Lo Eilu Mitaren El Eilu Mitaren. Therefore, nobody washed in using wine to wash themselves. Therefore, that halacha of Gimel Shuvim doesn't apply to it. Ein Gimel Lugin posim ken yiyu shel mayim umareyim mara mayim. Lefikoch Gimel Lugin mayim shenofal zochon yayin, umareyim mara yayin, shenofal mikveh, and the mikveh, right, lo poslu. And the mikveh didn't have memsor, of course, we're talking about. V'chein, shlosha lugin chaserin kol shehu, shenofan l'sochon ma'at cholov, v'shlimu l'gimel lugin, v'nof l'mokom chosel, lo pasul. V'nof l'mikveh chosel, a mikveh that's chosel, right? Didn't, if it's a mikveh that's memsor, we have no problems. Then called Mayim Shembolim doesn't puzzle it. Right. Okay, you people could want, look, I'll just tell you what we're talking about here. Remember, it has to be, therefore, he says, what if you have water in which you cook vegetables? Make kvoshim, or make shlokos, right? The temed, shalo hechmitz, that's like it didn't ferment yet. Shelo hechmitz, right? Temed is most likely borscht, most likely beet soup, right? V'chein made seva, right? Posen hamikveh begimel lugin. Why? Because mareo kamar, it's a temed, it usually means beets. But there are other definitions for the word temed. F-A-R something, a vegetable, farnuk or something like it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Aber kol shah mashkin umay peros umulyas v'temed mishahichmitz ain poslin. No, that is still considered to be water and falls under the gzeir of gemulugin. Then ain poslin mikve b'chachosah gemulugin v'gam ain mashlim in oso l'achshiro shim hoye bo lametesson b'nofer l'socho so'achas me'elo ain mashlim in oso. It's enough considered water to puzzle a mikveh. It's not considered enough water to be machshir a mikveh that's missing also. Aval im yesh bo memso, no socho so'achas me'elu, we not lom esochon so'ach acheres kosher. I feel also kein ad yutes pamim. He took out a saw and put in a saw. But he's maintaining a mikveh, a memsor, right? Avo b'mayim sh'uvim sh'noflu sor l'memsor sh'erim v'notam mitzochon sor acheres n'otzochon sor mayim sh'erim I feel also ken ad olam kosher. That's only on this these things that are not considered to be water and not considered to be water for mayim sh'uvim there. But otherwise, not also venosan so, right? I feel also kein ad olam kosher. And here, as I told you, here's the Ravid Shita. Right? The Ravid says that's only up to 21, that you still have to have in there 21 of the original 40 so have to be in the mikveh in order to do that. Okay, visualize again. I have mem saw. I take out one saw and I put in one saw. Right. But when I go ahead and I take out 21 saw, right, there, I still am taking out not from only water from the original mikveh. I'm taking out some of the water that I added to. Therefore, that's what we discuss when we discuss the diagram on the mikveh. The Ravid Shita is up until 21 saw of the original are still left. If you pass that stage, there and the Ravid held is no longer machshir the water sh'uvim that comes into it. There. Therefore, by hashaka, we have a long way to go before you've given up the original water. But if it was a situation where we didn't have, as according to the diagram, but I have one mikveh, and one mikveh of kosher water, and I use a mikveh of zriya. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm in the picture where I'm putting in kosher water, rainwater, into a mikveh of kosher water. Right. And I'm flooding that out. As long as it's kosher water, no problem. But if I'm using faucet water, I'm using city water there, and I keep on filling up another mikveh by flooding the mikveh of Zriya, then I will soon surpass the Chof Alef Sa of the Ravid, and the mikveh won't be kosher. We don't pass like the Ravid. We paskin, it's kol mayim sheba olam. Right. Mm-hmm. See, our filo osa kain adolam is also kosher. Want to continue? Stop here. We'll stop here, Mishra, and pick up on this thing. Although we don't have here no, I have no brain. We have to go through with it, but I want to introduce this Chilo issue. What is called Mikveh Mayim? That's missing in our discussion. Shaila comes in, Halacha Lamaise, any mikveh has the potential of springing a leak. Does the mikveh lose its shem mikveh? It now becomes zochlin, and zochlin is only mutar b'mayon, not the mikveh. And our mikvahs are not bayonos. Two shilas come in, and I want to introduce it this way, with our swimming pool.